Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. I hope you sense how much we appreciate that we have arrived at the day of Pentecost. We began a journey on Ash Wednesday with ashes, and the symbol for Pentecost is fire and the movement of the Spirit. So our church is filled with a movement of netting to symbolize and be safe. There's no fire burning. So Pentecost is the birthday of the church. On that day, two things happened. We received the Spirit of Jesus and then were sent out to proclaim it to all the ends of the earth. So the apostles who had been frightened and concerned after Jesus left are now all of a sudden strengthened to open the doors, walk out on the balcony, and begin to speak in such a way that everyone present from all the parts of the known world surrounding Jerusalem could understand in their own language. And so twice in this gospel we hear they were amazed. It was a spectacular moment. And so today you might wonder, well, that was 2,000 years ago, and here we are. I think the Spirit is lukewarm, not spectacular like 2,000 years ago. But if you think of a volcano, let that be a new image for you of who we are on Pentecost. So the volcano erupts, and it's spectacular, and we're amazed. And then this lava flows. And the lava in the volcano in Hawaii in Kilauea is still flowing. And the red hot part inside the volcano that's in the lava is so hot that even though it's slowly oozing, there are signs posted, do not stand on the crust, because inside is the hot lava. So even though this spectacular happened 2,000 years ago, we are in the flow of the Holy Spirit, and that hot Spirit is in us, the Spirit of Jesus. Now, this particular gospel calls this Spirit an advocate. And that word actually literally means one called alongside. So Jesus got these apostles ready, and then he said, I'm going to go. And Jesus left. And they did not know what was next, because the early church, those early followers, all the apostles, were raised in the Jewish faith. But something was changing, and it wasn't clear yet. And they were willing to wait for the unfolding of this change. And I would like to share an allegory that speaks about change, because the one thing we can count on in our lives, in work, in family, in community, in neighborhoods, you can count on change. 1998, a book was written, Who Moved My Cheese? Have any of you here read the book, Who Moved My Cheese? Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. So, Who Moved My Cheese is a book about change. And that's in the flow of the volcano. There's always this movement. So in this book, Who Moved My Cheese, there are four characters, two mice and two little people. The two mice are named Sniff and Scurry. And the two little people are named Hem and Haw. Now, Sniff had this personality where he recognized change and eventually adapted. Scurry liked to get things done. Hem liked safety. Don't change anything. In fact, I'd like more security, not less. And Ha had a personality that liked to give confidence to others, help people learn tools for change. So Sniff and Scurry, Hem and Ha, were used to going every day to the same place in the maze at Station C. And every day was a pile of cheese. So they, every day, were safely eating this cheese. It was a secure, absolutely abundant form of the food they needed. Well, they didn't notice, because they kept focusing on what they wanted and what they expected, that this cheese was going down. So one day they arrive and there is no cheese at Station C. Well, at first they didn't know what to think. So they left. You know, something's wrong. Come back the next day, there is no cheese. Station C is empty. So Sniff and Scurry look at each other and they decide to scurry off, and Sniff goes right after Scurry, and they decide to look in the maze to find there must be more cheese somewhere, but we're going to have to leave this secure place to go to a new place. So they begin their journey. Hem and Ha sit there. And Hem says, I'm not moving. How dare someone move my cheese? So he sits and sits and day after day. And finally, Ha said, you know, I need to go out. And sense a spirit in him to want to see what another step could be, what a new step could be. So Ha leaves Station C and begins a very long journey, hesitantly at first, through the mazes, trying to find new cheese. And along the way, because he likes to help other people with change, begins to write on the wall of the maze the insights he's gained. One of the insights he gained was he was learning to laugh at himself. So he recognized taking himself lightly with laughter was an important part of his journey. And he began to write other insights on the wall. And this book has layers of meaning, so it's worth reading. Well, eventually, he lands upon a new pile of cheese. And he was hoping that Hem eventually left Station C and could see the signs on the wall. But he's now in this new pile of cheese. But ahead of him is Sniff and Scurry. And so they all enjoy the new cheese. So what is your cheese? Is it wealth, economy, financial security? Is it your health? You do not want anything to change. Is it where you live? Is it your work? Is it your neighborhood? Is it your family? Is it your siblings? You want things to stay the same because the way it is right now, you get it. It's secure. It's safe. But the invitation with Who Moved My Cheese is if you move, there's more and more and more. So Jesus says to the apostles, things are going to change. I need to leave you and go. The weird thing in that moment, did you notice? They were actually complacent. They had taken for granted, like him, that things are going to stay the same. So no one asked. And Jesus says to them, none of you asked, where am I going? And he says, well, never mind, I'll just keep talking. So Jesus keeps talking and says, I'm going to go now, but I'll give you my advocate, my spirit, the one who will be alongside of you. And he will teach you the way. And in this particular gospel, 25 times in the Gospel of John, we hear the word truth. Jesus will show us the new way. Now, this new way actually also includes the grace to do it, the strength to do it. It's a grace that is courageous. It's such a grace that those who didn't want things to change, the apostles, now went out and bore witness and gave their lives to Jesus. During the Civil Rights Movement, an author went down to the South because he was amazed at some people with how they participated in civil rights marches. And it was dangerous. This was not safe to do that. But this author saw people joining, growing the ranks of the Civil Rights Movement. So he interviewed a young man, and he asked him, where did you get the courage to walk in this march surrounded by police with guns? And the young man replied, I do not know why I put myself on the line. I don't know why I said no to segregation. I'm just another white Southerner, and I was not brought up to love integration. But I was brought up to love Jesus Christ. And when I saw the police of this city use dogs on people, I asked myself what Jesus Christ would have thought and what he would have done. And that's all I know about how I came to be here on the firing line. The young man came to be involved in the civil rights movement because the mysterious grace of the Holy Spirit helped him to change. And he stood with his brothers and sisters. And that is the same spirit we have received. It may seem like a slow-moving volcano where we don't even notice the lava, but the lava is red hot. And it's inside of us. And the Spirit of God will continue to move us as a church. And the church is not a building. The church is the people of God. And the Spirit of God will continue to move the people to find new cheese. What new flavor are you meant to experience? Have you always been only eating cheddar? Have you not tried camembert or brie or gruyere? There's a lot ahead of us as a people of God at St. Francis. And on this particular Pentecost 2015, know that you are part of the flow of the Spirit, and let the Spirit renew you. Amen.